The NBC newsroom will be on the air with the latest war news at the beginning of every program, day and night. In addition, all programs will be interrupted to bring you important bulletins as they are received. The War Department in Washington has just announced that it has received no reports indicating that any sort of air attack or other belligerent action was imminent on the West Coast. One authority source declares that the only information made available by press and radio, but not by NBC, had come to his attention. This official expressed the belief that he would be one of the first to be notified should any such threat develop. But out in San Francisco, that city was in the midst of a very realistic blackout. Radio stations are off the air. Street lights are out. As prearranged, fire trucks backed out of their stalls at a signal and began sounding their sirens. The signal was taken up by suburbs and spread over the entire San Francisco Bay Area. Restaurants and other businesses doused their lights. But many neon signs remained alight. Army Air Corps brought huge searchlights into play. These lights searched the sky along the western beach between Golden Gate and the southern limits of the city. The entire district south of Golden Gate Park was blacked out. Police went from house to house to get lights turned out. Los Angeles. Los Angeles radio stations went off the air shortly after 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time tonight, with the announcement that the move was purely precautionary. We want to thank the sponsor of this program for relinquishing a portion of his time in order that you might hear the latest news from the NBC newsroom.
Your Adam Head Sports Parade is on the air. And it's good evening, flight fans, from your host, Adam Hatz. Tonight, the Pistic Spotlight centers on the much talked about lightweight pizza bout between Bob Montgomery and Jimmy Garrison. Bob Montgomery's sensational knockout of Davy Day in October, when your Adam Hatz Sports Parade journey to Chicago for this event, stirred the imagination of our fight fans. And tonight, Bob's match with Jimmy promises us another evening of exciting entertainment. Yes, and another tool we're looking forward to is the coming Christmas season. Many of us will be thinking of what to give to the men in our Christmas lists. We believe Adam Hatz will solve this in a sensible, practical way with Adam Hatz Gift Certificates. It's the simple way to express Yuletide greetings to every man. These certificates may be purchased at any of our shops or authorized agencies and are redeemable by the lucky recipient for the Adam Hatz of his own choice. But you'll hear more of this later from Bill Stern. Bill, our wandering sportscaster, who's been away from our mic while tearing around the country on those football broadcasts, is back in the fold again, right beside Sam Tarp to complete that famous Adam Hatz team. So let's get the ringside of the arena in Philadelphia and to Bill Stern.
Greetings, fans. This is Bill Stern. Glad to be back with Sam Tarp as we take our Adam Hatz Sports Parade coast to coast direct tonight from the ringside of the arena here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with a scheduled 10-round lightweight bout between Montgomery and Garrison. The two fighters are climbing to the center of the ring. The preliminaries are all over. We're almost ready for round one to come up. It's Bob Montgomery, called the Philadelphia Bobcat, one of the most sensational fighters to come out in recent years, fighting Jimmy Garrison, the man who stopped that long KO streak of Henry Armstrong's not so long ago. They go back to their corners. We're almost ready for round one. Bob Montgomery from Philadelphia, Jimmy Garrison out of Hollywood. Here's Sam Taub in round one.
Thank you, Bill Stern, and good evening, friend. The weights tonight, Montgomery 137.75, and his opponent Garrison 134.5. They move to the center of the ring. Adam Hatz is the third man in the ring. They're both pushing away with just the face of the right to the body by Garrison. A type of a fighter who calls himself a wildcat. Crossing from silver, Montgomery is known as a bobcat. They're in close, moving away. A short practice step at Garrison, and finally, catches his opponent against the ropes. Now they go back to the center of the ring. A left jab on the nose by Garrison. Then a right left into the body by Jimmy, the Western boy. Another left into the body by Garrison. Montgomery staying mighty close to his man, pushing away with a right left on the nose, bobbing away, moving in there, taking a short right on the nose, hand of Garrison, and jabbing his own left into the mouth of Garrison, hooking the right left on the chest, in a clinch, step, broad punches with a light nose, having opened up the chest, and they'll have to get going any second, with a left jab on the nose of Montgomery, another left jab, and then, in a clinch, Garrison got his left to the body, Montgomery, a left jab on the face, a right to the chin, a right to the body, the left to the face, and a right uppercut on the jaw. Montgomery of Philadelphia. The sensation of this town. Montgomery 12 kilometers to go. Right to the body by Garrison. The train to Montgomery came back with a sharp right to the face of Independence. Near the rope. Near the referee, man, I think, but keep breaking. Starting to move back a little jab into the mouth by Montgomery. Montgomery looks like another left jab. Garrison misses the left direct to Montgomery. Worked the left foot on the jaw, left jab in the nose, and Garrison, right eye is left. One of the eyeballs are right on the chin, another right to the face. Garrison came back with the right to the face. Left and right to the head, and Montgomery misses the left and right. Montgomery jabs the left into the mouth. Garrison is in there with a short right to the body. They go into a clinch. They're still throwing plenty of leather. A right to the body, and a right to the chin, a left jab in the nose. All but Bob Montgomery. Garrison stands his ground. Let's go right to the wrist. This is the left.
Garrison crouches
and against the rope. And Montgomery works the right left into the face. There's your throwing plenty of punches. Left jab on the nose. Another one, a right one by Bob Montgomery. Montgomery moves him close.
Smart, cagey warrior.
Beautiful defense, the great bobbing and weaving style. They're out of the ropes or against the rope, and the referee breaks them. Montgomery moves him once more. He takes a left to the body and a right to the bounce off the left shoulder. Garrison moves him in the right, moves him in the left to the body, moves to Montgomery. A left jab, another left jab, right on the nose. But his right went around the neck.
Sam, here in the arena in Philadelphia, one of the great fights of this nation, Bob Montgomery, who's come up sensationally in the past season, fighting Jimmy Garrison out of the West Coast. Here in the arena, a virtual capacity crowd is on. A smoke-filled atmosphere, a good fight club, and a good fight. And it's a bit ironical that Leon Raines, who was the original promoter here in the arena in Philadelphia, should now be Philadelphia, or rather Pennsylvania's boxing commissioner, and one of the finest boxing commissioners any state could have. Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, as you listen to this fight, rest assured, any important news flashes which come coast to coast will immediately take us off the air. We'll go back to the NBC newsroom, and there you'll get those news flashes as fast as they're flashed in. Well, it seems very good to be back at the same time. You know, we've been wandering all over the place of this nation broadcasting the football games each Saturday, and we've missed some of these fights. But tonight, we're back. It's a Herman Taylor promotion out of Philadelphia. The new fighters are Bob Montgomery, the Philadelphia Bobcat, and Jimmy Garrison. And the first round's gone by. Both in semi-crowds, both in fight, both wandering. Here comes round two.
Yes, and Garrison's left eye.
Nose cut reopened.
Well, fixed up there around by his handler. There's a regular head line up for Garrison. Quite a good sign in this. Back to Jimmy Garrison tonight. Mr. Thomas, the manager of Montgomery, of course, is his chief second. Move around. There's a left hook on the chin, another one in the face, which Garrison connected with.
Montgomery moves forward, and Garrison let go of the left to the face, and dodged away as the left from Montgomery aimed for the body.
Montgomery missed badly with a right. It went clean around the neck. Montgomery pounded the shot right into the ring. They go into a clinch. Both of them fighting away with one hand free. Montgomery pounding the right to the ribs and taking two right uppercuts to the jaw, which Garrison can do.
And Garrison worked another right uppercut to the chin.
And then a right to the face. Still battling their way at close range.
As Garrison is crowded against the ropes
by the Philadelphians, Bob Montgomery. And as he's a third man in the ring, the former light heavyweight from this city. Left jab, another one by Garrison. Another one by Garrison. A left jab again.
Garrison let go of a right shot to the back of the neck
and right uppercut to the chin. Montgomery came back with a left and right to the face.
A left jab on the nose, but he missed with
the
right.
Then he found the right to the body, the right to the head of Garrison.
Montgomery followed the left to the body, a right to the chin.
A left to the jaw, right to the chin by Montgomery. A left and right again, and left to the face again. Garrison stands his ground. Garrison is back with a left to the face. Montgomery crossed the right to the jaw. Garrison is proud of right back. He's fired. They go into the chin. So all excited.
Montgomery still moves forward.
Let's move on. Left to the face and a shot right to the chin.
By Montgomery.
Another left to right to the face, reminiscent of the days of perpetual motion, Henry Armstrong.
Right up front of the jaw, another one by Bob
Montgomery. And then Garrison will right up front of the chin. Another right up front of the chin
by Garrison. And then Montgomery will right to the body, a
right up front of the jaw. And a left up to the chin and a right up front of the jaw.
Another right up front of the chin by Montgomery as he's backed against the rope.
Montgomery moves in, bobbing and weaving.
Forcing Garrison to the miss with his blows.
They go into the clinch. And there's the referee quickly hovering inside that, separating the two men. They move around again. Montgomery moves forward. Garrison got in a right to the rib. Montgomery came back with the left
to the cheek and the right. High on the left side of the cheek and the right to the rib.
By Montgomery, who falls through with the left foot on the jaw before, crowding the westerner against the rope. Then Montgomery tries three right uppercuts to the jaw.
And then a right to pull around the neck of Garrison.
Garrison doing his best to try to pull it up. Montgomery, perpetual motion, swinging all the time. A left to the face, a right to the left, and a right back to the left ear.
And a right uppercut on the chin by Garrison.
Another right uppercut on the jaw by Garrison. Then Montgomery.
A left jab on the face. And a right over the
bad left eye of Garrison. Left hand on the chin. Garrison again is against the rope. Montgomery works the right uppercut to the jaw, trying for a quick KO. Won't take any chances with Garrison.
A left to the chin by
sales volume of the year. Between now and Christmas, our selections are naturally at their highest peak of variety. Literally hundreds of the smartest styles are now on display. Assortments galore to make your shopping an easy task. The hat fashions available include models for every man and for every young man, for every hour of the day, for every occasion in business and social life. We extend a very cordial invitation to you to see these remarkable hat values at the one low price, Adam Hat's price, $3.25. Remember, there's no other price. You enjoy unrestricted choice of any Adam Hat model that pleases you at only $3.25. And incidentally, Adam Hat wishes to thank Alka-Seltzer, the sponsors of Love and After, for relinquishing their time on some of these stations so that you can enjoy tonight's broadcast between Bob Montgomery and Jimmy Garris. Here we go with round number three.
Yes, it's been a fast ball so far. Out. In the first punch, Garrison aimed for the face and missed. Went around the neck and then he worked himself right into the mouth. Then he shot the left on the nose. And Garrison threw a right hand left to the face. Garrison moves in again. Makes a right on the nose, but he's throwing away with the blow. Both left to the body and a right to the chin by Montgomery. Once more, he almost had Garrison get the ropes and gets back. Now there's in Jimmy's corner. Now they bounce back to the center of the ring. Montgomery bobbing and weaving in his usual style. Hats away from lips that do not land. Breaking punches by Garrison. And then Montgomery pounded a short right to the ribs. Right up to the body. Montgomery took a short right up to the jawline of a Garrison. Now Garrison, both of them are pounding short right into the ribs. Montgomery's a heavy execution. Montgomery moves it up front. Garrison backs it away. Takes a short right to the back of the left ear. There's a left to the body by Montgomery and a right to the ribs. They're now almost in Montgomery's corner where Garrison got in a right into the body. Garrison got the right left into the by Garrison. Garrison moves it in, backing away slowly. Montgomery bobbing and weaving, waiting. And Garrison got a right uppercut to the left of the face. Then Montgomery, a right chop to the left ear after missing a lead with a left. Then Montgomery in a pinch palm, the left to the body, a right into the ribs, and a right uppercut to the jaw on the Hollywood line. Originally out of Kansas City, Jimmy Garrison. Montgomery, you fall first against the ropes that time. Now they're back in the center of the ring. Here's Montgomery taking a short right under the heart, right of a Garrison. Again, the right to the lip of Garrison, the left to the body. Montgomery still surges forward, jabbing the left, another left on the nose. And then Garrison jabs the left on the face. Montgomery let go, left to the face. Tried to follow through the right to the jaw, missed. Pounded a heart right to the body, a left to the face. Another right and another right to the ribs. As Montgomery crowds Garrison against the rope, a right up to the jaw, left to the head. A left to the right to the face, drives Garrison into the rope. Left to the right to the jaw, by Montgomery. Got in the left to the face. Garrison drops again with the left down the nose. His left eye is bothering him. It's the eyebrow that's cut. Still the grid, a right to the chin of Montgomery, another right to the face. A left jab into the mouth by Montgomery, and a hard left to the body. It's Garrison against the rope. And a pounding right into the ribs. For every man actually moving in the air and about to break the two men. Left eye of Garrison's back, the left jab into the face. And a right to the chin by Montgomery, and Garrison got in the right to the jaw at the bell.
Jimmy Garrison with a gallant comeback. After being almost floored at the end of the second round, this was the third round which had just gone by. Garrison came hot footing it back. He missed the beginning of the third round. Carried the attack to his more formidable opponent, Bob Montgomery. Montgomery, very startled, proceeded to give ground in the early stages of the third round. Then Montgomery whirled, and like his nickname, a bobcat, came bouncing back across the ring, driving Garrison before him. At the 2 minute mark of the third round, Jimmy Garrison was in the hottest trouble he'd been in all night. He'd been backed into a neutral corner, and Bob Montgomery was flailing away with rights and left, first going for the body, then mixing it up and attacking for the head. Garrison was trapped over, trying to avoid these blows. Finally worked his way out of that neutral corner, came back into the center of the ring, and as Sam called it, at the tail end of the third round, which had just gone by, it was Garrison who suddenly swung over onto the attack, and Montgomery had to cover up and go back onto the defense. Well, that's the story of the first three rounds. But the last round, there's 7 more to go up to 10 rounds. Right here comes round number 4.
Okay, Bill, here they are. Garrison and Montgomery. Left jab on the low from Montgomery, a light jab. He moves in, always in the crowd. Takes a right to the chin line of McGarrison. Garrison sets around, away from his man. Moving back Hicks on the left jab on the nose that Montgomery connected with.
Montgomery pulls away with that left, moving in there with his right.
Tucks back alongside of his chin almost. Takes a left jab on the nose by Garrison, who's circling around faster. A left hook on the right side of the cheek by Montgomery. And then Montgomery, crowding his man, let go a light left in the body.
And a left jab on that nose.
Sort of a sliding nose that Garrison has. There's McGarrison, the right to the ground, and a left jab on the nose. Garrison moving in there, pecking away with a left to the face as he moves away.
Truly the fashion centers for smart headwear.
Speaking from Philadelphia. In the interim, while we were off the air, while the station break was being made across the nation so that our station could properly identify themselves, the doctor has stepped into the ringside here, taking a look at Jimmy Garrison's left eye, as Sam Top told you, which was severely cut, and has stopped the fight, which means Bob Montgomery wins on a TKO. The fight has officially been stopped in Philadelphia. Garrison's eye is too bad. The doctor doesn't let him continue the fight. It goes down to the end of the fourth round. The fight is stopped. There's no bell rung to the beginning of the fifth round. Here's the announcement from the center of the ring.
This contest, Bob Montgomery.
Seated here at the ringside, the Sonoma's crowd in Philadelphia, caught completely unawares as this fight came to a sudden climatic stop when the doctor climbed through the ropes, took one look at Jimmy Garrison's eye and said, you're in no fit condition to continue with the fight. This injury could be serious. We'll stop it right now. Bob Montgomery wins on a TKO. All right, Sam, take it in the ring.
And here he is, the winner of the fighting Bobcat, Bob Montgomery.
Well, hello, Sam. It was a fierce fight, and Garrison's a very tough guy, and I hope I can keep on winning from there.
to get win a championship, and I want to say hello to my little Bobcat at home, and especially I want to say hello to people down in Kentucky and the Lester Corps meeting, Fort Houston, within my two families in the Army, starving. Thanks a lot, and so long, John.
Well, here he is, the boy who made a green fight. Cut eye, left eye, reopened an old wound. Jimmy Garrison.
I say hello to Johnny Perry, all the boys, all my friends in California, Frankie Ghetto, my wife, my little baby in Kansas City with my little jeans. I fought a great fighter in a great town and I fought some great fans. Thank you.
There was Jimmy Garrison, a good sport in the field. And now back to Bill Stern.
So, fans, that winds up this evening's Sports Stop. We'll be back over these same facilities of the National Broadcasting Company's Blue Network with another feature event on Thursday evening, December the 18th, when Adam Hatz will broadcast the all-important fight between Billy Seuss and Jimmy Reed, the 10-round light heavyweight bout, coming from Cleveland, Ohio. We hope you'll remember to tune in. Be sure that you note the correct time from the radio columns of your favorite newspapers. Remember that date now, December the 18th, Billy Seuss, Jimmy Reed from Cleveland, Ohio. And until then, remember to buy United States Defense Savings Bonds and stamp. Every Adam Hatz shop and the majority of our authorized agencies are cooperating in this vital drive to preserve democracy. Take your change in savings stamps, and when you make your purchase at the Adam Hatz, don't forget those stamps. We have them available in any and all denominations. And if you're looking for a suitable Christmas gift for that man, don't forget the Adam Hatz gift certificates. This is Bill Stern saying goodnight for Adam Hatz, the world's largest retailer of men's hats. To Sam Taubman, reminding you, as usual, look at your hat, everyone else does.
Thank you, Sam Taubman, Bill Stern. We'll be looking forward to your return to our NBC mics on another coast-to-coast broadcast from the arena in Cleveland on Thursday, December 18th, for the Seuss-Reeves light heavyweight match. Fans, we hope you'll remember to tune in. This is Ed Early bidding you a very pleasant good night. And this has been an exclusive Adam Hatz presentation over the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company.
That was a little follow-up to that fight in Philadelphia tonight. Its title was Bugle Woogie. And if you like that one, let's try this one on for size. Pied Piper of Harlem. ¶¶ after that little pause, I find just a little more time. So, gentlemen of the NBC Dance Orchestra, just a bit of If This Be Love.
Dancing has been played by the members of the NBC Dance Orchestra. This is the National Broadcasting Company.